We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sashir.
Nicole.
Listen.
What's going on?
Have you seen the trailer to Beyoncé's documentary?
I have. Yes, I have.
I'm excited. I've already bought us tickets.
I'm so glad. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I saw that it was coming out and I was like, this woman's taking more money from me and I can't wait to give it to her. Yeah. I'm so deeply excited.
Yeah. Yeah. We already saw the show live, but I want to see it again.
We saw it live. We get to see behind the scenes, buy another silver outfit to go to the movies. Maybe she'll tell us a different color to wear to the movies.
Ooh, I hope.
I hope so too. What a Christmas treat.
What a Christmas treat.
You know, it's December 1st. It's the beginning of the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. We have it's that. Great. And Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. December is going to be great.
There was a part of me, you seen the Vegas, what do they call it? Ball?
The sphere?
It's like a big old screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if they're playing Renaissance there.
Shut
but I didn't look.
The fuck up. If it is, we are flying Comfort Plus to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Wait. I almost just said Las Vegas, New Jersey, and that's just not it.
No, Nevada.
How do we look up what's playing in the sphere?
I haven't even tried to look up.
Me either. But does the sphere show movies or is it concerts?
I think so far it's been concerts. But I feel like this is a concert film. So
and it should be shown in a sphere.
Right? Okay, Judith's pulling it up.
Okay.
You too is there right now. The sphere experience. Okay.
Remember when Apple Music was like, you all need that YouTube album on your phone?
Yeah.
And we're all like, no!
Yeah, what's going on? What kind of pull does YouTube have where they are the first on everything? We're like, they will be the first on your Apple Music, will be the first in the sphere. I mean, they're a great band, obviously, but like, you know.
I don't know.
What?
But okay, Judith, it starts on December 1st. So we have to go to December. I don't know. Do I know U2 songs?
I'm sure. But
like, what is a U2 song?
Is this one?
With or without you. You know the with or without you one?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
You go, Sashir.
Is this one? It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day.
Okay. I know that.
Okay.
I know that. Okay. So in November, they just have tickets that you can buy, but it doesn't say what it's
what?
For.
Whoa.
How funny. Let's buy a ticket to 4:30. 12 p.m.? For what?
For what? What's happening?
How funny. The sphere. Maybe Beyonce will listen to this podcast and be like, listen, we have to go into the sphere. Oh, it's at the Venetian? I thought the sphere was like its own thing.
I also thought it was its own thing.
I don't think we're going to be able to figure it out. I think we're too far away from the date.
But it got till November, no?
Yeah, but then in November it was like, sorry about it. You could buy a ticket for times, not events.
We don't know what we're going to have yet. Oh, U2's the whole time. U2 is there until December. I mean,
interesting.
Okay, I guess.
I mean,
this is a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows. Aren't they old and stuff? I have no idea who's in U2.
Bono.
Mm.
And the guy with the hat. The Edge? Is that?
There's someone in it named The Edge.
Is that right? Yes, it's The Edge. He's the keyboardist. Why do I know that?
Wow. So Bono, Larry, The Edge, Adam, Ivan, and Dick?
Yep.
Wild.
That's you too.
Wow. Who would have... And like, people love them like this?
I guess people love them. Yeah. I think my knowledge of them is like, you know, peripherally. They might be played in like the grocery store or something. The dentist's office.
So wild. I feel like every day I'm learning about something that everybody loves that I'm like, what?
Yeah. Everyone love them enough for them to be in the sphere for months, for like for the months. Rest of the year.
Wait, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Is that Cher song? I still haven't found what I'm looking. That's not the melody of that. But is that, is Cher song a cover?
I don't know. Let's play it.
I think I only know that Beautiful Day one.
I think so too.
It's a beautiful day. Look at us. We love you too. We got to get this sphere.
Yeah, it turns out I love them.
Oh, this was in Runaway Bride, the opening of the movie.
Oh, yes, I do know this.
What's that chorus hit like?
Yeah, you can fast forward to. I don't think
Wait,
I knew this was
this
you too.
This is a Cher song. Wait, so did Cher do it first, or did you two do it first?
Wait, we gotta hear the chorus.
Oh
for people
God.
Who don't know it.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for. Wait, which
okay,
came
great.
First, the Cher or the U2? This is just like when I thought that the Beatles were stealing from Tina Turner, but it turned out Tina Turner had just done a cover of a Beatles song.
That happened to me too, also with the Beatles, where I thought In Vogue did Yesterday, and that is absolutely the Beatles.
I believe Cher did the cover of it because on here it's saying, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For was released in 87 on U2's Joshua Tree album.
Wow.
U2's been around that long?
They've been a band since 76.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're an old Irish band.
Whoa.
Wild. Absolutely unhinged. Who knew?
Who knew? My
I can't believe it. I can't believe one of my good Cher songs that I love is a U2 song.
I guess we love them.
I guess I love U2. Wow.
Who knew U2?
Oh my God. I saw a license plate the other day that said love U2, and I wonder if they were talking about the band U2.
Oh my God.
How funny.
They love U2 that much. Well, then that makes
their
sense.
License-
Why do they have a sphere show for so long? People,
I guess so. Maybe
putting
we
them
should
on their
go.
I think we should go. Maybe it's a good show.
Well, it's a beautiful day. And we just sing that over every other song. We're like, that's the one we know.
They're like, please stop doing that. We're listening to the other songs.
It's a beautiful day. We won't stop.
So just to wrap up the U2 thing. So U2 has released 15 studio albums.
Whoa.
And they're one of the world's best-selling musical artists, and they've sold an estimated 150 to 170 million records worldwide. They have won 22 Grammy Awards, and that's more than any other band. Mm. And they might have won more, but they were in 2005 were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for their first year of eligibility, which some people like submit and they don't automatically get that. But yeah, so
yay. Wow.
That's so wild to sell that many records. And then I'm like, who are you? Do you know what I mean? It's like, how does that happen?
Because there's just too much content. There's too many people. There's too many things to consume.
There is a lot of entertainment to consume. I guess that I would feel the same way if someone was like, who's Tina Turner? Or not feel the same way. I think I'd be like a gasp. I'd be like, what? You don't know who Tina Turner is? But there is someone in this world who doesn't know who she is. And that's wild.
And we should find them and kill them.
Kill them!
Murder!
Speaking of murder, I told you last night on the phone that I started watching this movie about a murderous tire, and it's called Rubber. It is the weirdest movie I've ever seen. I don't know if I could recommend it. It is truly like an art house film about a tire that becomes sentient and then murders. And it is so strange. I can't really describe it other than, yeah, this is Rubber.
Oh, this came out in 2011?
Yeah, 2010, I believe. Yeah, and it's pretty
wild.
Where'd
you even find this?
Well, I was trying to find a spooky ooky for the spooky season. Mm-hmm. And it was just on it was on Max. Yeah. And I was like, let's try this. And then I was like, this isn't scary, but it is strange.
Can I see a little bit of the trailer?
Mm. Oh, I didn't even know that the tire had a name. His name is Robert.
Big dreams. There's a cop pulling this tire over, which, like, no, that would never happen. No way.
And that's how it kills.
This tire just flew through the car. This is what a car looks like.
Tire.
A tire. Oh, my God. But why does this tire want to murder? What happened to it?
I don't know. They never... I mean, I didn't finish it, but they don't really answer the question as to why it murders. Oh,
and it heard a crow? I don't want to see this anymore.
Yeah, I had to turn it off because too many animals were dying. And I said to you last night, I'll say it again, the older I get, the more I'm like, we need to spare somebody. Mm-hmm. We need to spare the animals.
Yeah, I don't want to see animals get killed or
me either. It's not nice.
I saw a headline that said that. So I guess Disney is doing a live action version of Bambi because they're doing live action versions of everything, and they are either altering or taking out the scene where Bambi's mom gets shot, so it wouldn't traumatize kids, which I guess is good, but isn't that the whole reason Bambi's alone? Like, isn't that the whole reason? Like, what starts the journey of the movie?
Yeah, some of the comments were like, maybe his two moms will get shot to make it woke, and that made me laugh really hard.
Yeah, the difference is now there's two moms that get shot.
Double the sadness. I mean, I think Bambi's mother should get shot because. Where is the representation for the kids' moms who got shot? Like, that's where they could go to be like, wow, my mom was shot and so is Bambi's mom.
That's true. It's not like moms don't get shot. Like,
moms get shot all the time.
And we need to show
it. And honestly, where's the representation for it? Who's talking about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they could... Honestly, I haven't seen Bambi in decades. But I feel like you don't actually watch her get shot. Don't you just, like, hear a gunshot and, like, see her fall or something? Or I don't know. I can't remember. But
I think so. And then Bambi's like, oh, no. And then Bambi goes and meets Thumper. Yeah. And then that becomes Bambi's chosen family. Mm-hmm. And then I think Bambi, like, grows up. Does Bambi fuck? Does Bambi fall in love?
Bambi never gets old enough to fuck, I don't
Ooh,
think. But I think,
okay.
Oops. Or like, I mean, in the movie, I think he's still like a little kid. Mm. But I think, doesn't he see his dad eventually? I feel like I have a memory of him seeing his dad from like silhouetted in the shadows. But I don't remember if he went to his dad or if he just saw his dad and was like, peace. I'm good without you, dad.
Wait, Bambi has a dad?
No? Or was it a father figure? Jordan, you tell us.
I don't remember the dad. Judith, you might know the dad. But no, Bambi does get bigger because Bambi then has like a girlfriend. So he might be fucking like.
Oh, yes. There was a teenage Bambi.
Yeah.
I thought he was little the whole time. Yes, he does grow up a little bit.
I forget the ending.
Yeah, I also forgot the ending.
Also, Bambi was huge, I feel like, when we were kids. Why haven't I met a man named Bambi?
I mean, I guess I don't know if Disney movies have spawned many names, because I don't think I've ever met a Simba. I've met Ariel, but like those, I think already existed. Like, I think like Ariel was already a common name.
You're right.
Maybe not.
I haven't met any beasts. But for as many Disney adults that exists, there should be a plethora of Disney named people.
That's a good point. Which Disney name would you name your kid?
Obviously, Bambi.
Really?
Yeah, Bambi is a great name. Come on, Bambi, let's go.
Bambi kind of also sounds like a stripper name.
That's why I love it. Boy or girl, I'm naming him Bambi.
Bambi
Deuteronomy.
Maybe I would do Jiminy.
Sashir, you have to have a kid. Sashir and Jiminy.
I like how many syllables there are. It's like one too many.
Yeah, Jiminy.
Imagine
an adult named Daisy Duck.
That's funny.
That is funny. Minnie. I feel like there's Minnies in the world. Mulan is a great name. Oh my God. Olaf.
Mowgli. Never heard of a Mowgli in real life.
I have. You better believe superstar Ashley Simpson, Pieces of Me, named her son Bronx Mowgli. How do I know that off the dome? Because she's a star and nobody let her be a star.
She is a star and I'm ready for a comeback.
Me too. Autobiography. I encourage everybody listening to revisit Autobiography. Bangers. It is a great album, and her raspy voice, maybe it was auto-tune. Maybe she had a little bit of help, but who cares? It's a great album. Mm-hmm. She showed that she could hold her own. And that little SNL snafu, maybe she shouldn't have done the hoedown.
I think that is what killed it. I think that moment, everyone questioned her talent and integrity, which really sucks because I do think she's talented and her songs are good.
I agree. And I really wish instead of the hoedown, she had stood there and waited for the music to turn off and said, I sing to a backing track. I sing to a backing track live and the wrong one played and let's do it. Let's hit the right one.
Let's get one the right one. Yeah. You know, that's someone who should be in the sphere. Put Ashley Simpson in the sphere.
Sashira. I would buy a ticket in a heartbeat. I would pay the same price I paid to see Beyonce to see Ashley Simpson in the sphere.
Yes.
Oh my God. On a Monday, I am waiting. And by Tuesday, I am fading. And by Wednesday, I can't sleep. I fall so fast. I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember Ashley Simpson's album Autobiography, Pieces of Me. My God. Ugh, I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely due for a comeback. I think she performed with Demi Lovato earlier this year, and like there was some hubbub about that, but then I don't think anything else happened after that.
Well, I hope she's an avid listener to this podcast, and I hope that she hears us say she needs to have a comeback. And honestly, bring Fifi Dobson out of retirement. Take me away. I would like to hear her.
Yes, we need a pop punk. I mean, there is a pop punk resurgence already, but also we just need one specifically.
But I need it to be bigger.
Yeah, we need comebacks.
Yes. I'm happy that like fun pop has made a comeback and people are like, yes, but like give me pop punk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give me the emo hair. Give it to me. Oh, my
Should
God.
We do it crazy?
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about Fifi Dobson, though.
I feel like she didn't have... She, like, really was a flash in the pan. Is that what the expression is? Like, she really, like, came out of nowhere, took over, and then went away so quickly.
Yeah. I think she was a one-hit wonder. I think she only had Take Me Away.
Fifi Dobson... she still lives in Canada. That's where she's from. She has a ton of shows in Canada right now.
Oh.
Yeah. She's performing the October 16th to the 27th, like Ontario, Winnipeg, Ottawa.
Oh, so Fifi Dobson left us, but never left her homeland of Canada.
Yes.
Yeah. Is she making music for Canada?
Yeah, she's still making music.
Oh. God. And we don't get it over here?
I mean, you can't.
Why don't we get it over here?
I just don't think they're like promoting her heavily in the U.S.
But why don't we get it here?
Does it not cross the border?
It's just a little border. It's just a line.
Why won't they let us have it?
Please let us. Does it wash away in Niagara Falls? Oh, my God. Fifi. I guess this is what I'm going to do later. Listen to Fifi Dobson. Bye Bye Boyfriend, Ghost. I don't know any of these songs. I can't wait to listen.
You don't know Bye Bye Boyfriend?
Bye Bye Boyfriend.
No. Judith, can you please play Bye Bye Boyfriend? Because it is epic. It is an epic song.
Oh, this is so moody. I'm into it.
It's so moody.
I've been lying.
We have to wait till the chorus.
Wow, great skin.
Yeah, truly.
Wow, I'm sad that more of her songs didn't make it over the border.
Yeah, I like this. I don't think
Me
I've ever
too.
Heard it.
Yes, Fifi Dobson! Oh my God!
Oh my God.
She's so cool.
She's so cool.
Okay, the more I think about this, the more I need her and Ashley Simpson to truly go on tour together.
That would be amazing. Wow. I'm in.
What a dream.
Ugh. How do we let them know? How do we let them know?
Yeah,
guys.
We can write a letter to. Should I call up Joe Biden and Justin Thibodeau? No.
Timberlake?
Justin,
who's there?
Trudeau.
Who's there?
Trudeau. Yes. Ooh, you said Timberlake.
You said Timbadoe or something. I was like,
love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from,
and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Okay. Which do you want to do?
Which one's our Halloween quiz? Spend the day eating fall comfort foods to find out what you should be this Halloween?
Ooh.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that one. I was invited to a Halloween party by 6 people I don't know, and I still haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
Ooh, spooky.
The mystery of the Evite.
Spend the day eating fall comfort foods to find out what you should be for Halloween. Don't waste any more time stressing about what you should be for Halloween. We're here to help.
I'm excited to see what fall foods are.
Oh, yeah. Pick your breakfast.
Pumpkin muffin, that is fall.
Oatmeal.
Ooh, hearty. Pumpkin pancakes.
Tasty. Just coffee.
You know, normally I would have just coffee, but like, I think 'tis the season.
For?
Pumpkin pancakes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have a dream that like, I have a partner and like, every couple weeks, I like wake up early and make them pancakes. Yeah. Isn't that a silly dream that maybe one day will come true?
I think it'll come true.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm going to have a pumpkin muffin.
Oh, are you on the go?
I'm on the go. I don't have time to sit down for pancakes.
You can't sit down. You don't need a knife.
I got to take this on the run. I got leaves to go look at.
You do. You're like one of those people in a big family where there's a huge spread on the table and then the dad's like, gotta get to work, and just takes a coffee and a muffin.
I know. We need to like see the after of that in movies where the mom's just like, I spent hours on this.
That is very funny where she's just throwing things away and she's like, nobody ever eats anything I make.
Yes.
Next, pick a beverage.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Coffee. What is it? Sponsored by Big Coffee?
Yeah, so much coffee. Apple cider.
Tea.
Apple cider for me, please.
Again, I normally would say coffee, but 'tis the season. I'm going to have some sort of yum tea.
'Tis the season. Pick a mid-morning snack. We're still eating.
I think the quiz is about eating.
I know, but it's like we've already had breakfast and now we're having a mid-morning snack.
Well, okay, I think, okay, so I think in this reality we've woken up at like 9 or 10. Okay. So in the morning you've had your muffin, you've had your chai, and then it's like 11:30-ish. Oh, that's still, that's pretty close.
Right?
I guess it's we woke still... up at 8. We really woke up early.
We woke up at 6 a.m., pounded some pancakes, and now hours have passed, and we're still hungry.
Well, we got to pick a mid-morning. Oh, popcorn.
Ew. In the morning?
Yeah, in the morning. That's sick.
Cinnamon sugar donuts.
Candy in the morning. Sick.
Or nothing. No thanks.
Oh, see, Sashir, they're here for you. You said it was too early to eat again.
Well, if I was up at 6 a.m. and I only had a muffin, I think I would want some sugar donuts.
Normally I'd say no thanks, but 'tis the season. And, you know, I'm going to take a schnecken for the beckon. What movie's that from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Does anyone know? A little schnecken for the beckon. It's from The Birdcage. And I'm taking a cinnamon sugar donut.
What's for lunch?
Ew, pumpkin soup.
Turkey sandwich.
Grilled cheese.
Salad.
You know what I've never understood about grilled cheese? Where people have tomato soup and they dip it in the grilled cheese. Or they dip the grilled cheese in the soup. I don't really understand it.
I love that combination. It's tasty.
You don't think it's like ketchup-y?
No, because it's tomato-y. Which I know ketchup has tomato in it, but I guess also because it's a soup and it's warm, where ketchup usually isn't.
It's cold.
It's cold. And I imagine the seasoning in whatever the soup is makes it taste better.
You know, I don't know if I've ever tasted the combination. I'll be honest.
Okay. Okay. So that's why you don't get it. You wouldn't get it.
You don't get it.
I'm going to have grilled cheese and add some tomato soup to it.
Okay. I think that sounds good. I guess. For you. I'm going to say a turkey sandwich because, like, turkey is good.
Turkey's good.
Turkey's good. Like turkey.
Turkey's good.
Pick an afternoon snack.
Giant pretzel.
Ew, candy corn.
Another pumpkin spice latte?
I mean, this is actually wild to me. No thanks, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, just nothing.
No thanks.
I would say a giant pretzel for me.
I guess I'm gonna say a giant pretzel too, because I'm not eating candy corn.
And you don't want a pumpkin spice latte? 'Tis the season.
I mean, 'tis the season. Hold on. I've actually never had a pumpkin spice latte.
I haven't either.
So I guess 'tis the season. Let me try it.
Try it. Lastly, what's for dinner?
Pasta.
Chili.
Pizza.
Macaroni and cheese.
For dinner, that's it? What?
Maybe I'll have chili because it's like nice and warm and it's so cold outside and I'm trying to warm myself up from the inside out.
I think I'm also going to pick chili because it's really like 'tis the season hearty. And I'll tell you something. I once ordered chili at a restaurant and it was so good.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, they gave me a piece of cornbread.
Oh, I like that.
And there was like sour cream and I like mushed it all. I was like, what?
What?
Ew, good. Okay.
This was the sheer.
I'm a witch. Traditional yet fun. You just can't go wrong with this costume. Okay. I can be a witch.
I can see that for you. I'm a pumpkin. Just a bit spooky. You'll certainly match this season. For whatever reason, this feels like it's trolling me.
Also, the picture they have is with the person who has a pumpkin just on their head.
A literal pumpkin on their head.
And then, like, black clothes.
Well, it's kind of like Megan Thee Stallion. Have you seen her yearly Halloween picture where she wears a pumpkin?
That is really funny.
God, I love Meg Thee Stallion.
Well, there you go. You're a pumpkin.
I'm a fucking pumpkin. I can't fucking believe it. This sucks. I don't want to just be a pumpkin. Get real.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Grow up, BuzzFeed.
But tis the season.
You know what? Tis the season. Maybe it's good that I'm a pumpkin. Okay, all right, all right. I'm good being a pumpkin.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. It took a little bit of convincing. Speaking of Meg Thee Stallion, we saw Dix the Musical. Mm. Apparently, all I want to talk about is movies. We saw Dix the Musical, and I need
now
to encourage everyone to go see it. Wait, can I? Oh, yes. They signed the interim agreement, so we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Our friends Josh and Aaron wrote one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Megan Thee Stallion's in it, and she's fucking great.
Really great, yeah. Like, great performance. And then it's a musical, so she has her own song, and it's, like, incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. And they only, I think they'll say this, they didn't have her for that long, and she fucking delivers.
Yeah.
True professional.
Professional.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we help the children are the future? Help them now and let them see the way.
Help up children of the future, help them now.
Help them be. Who they've always wanted to be.
Yes.
Great. Mommy McBusy, Nicole and Sashir. First of all, let me say I am a card-carrying member of your fan club. I mean, seriously, if you two started a podcast about the history of chairs and Delta, I'd be all in and probably something, I'd probably learn something too. I mean, Sashir and I have been going on and on about Delta changing their medallion status rules, and it's, wow, we won't get into it now. Now onto the matter at hand. I need your sage advice on a friend situation that I'm unsure of how to solve. I got into this tight-knit foursome, including me, of friends from a previous job, and it was all sunshine and rainbows until our dear friend, let's call her Mommy McBusy, decided to tie the knot and welcome a tiny human into her life.
Don't get me wrong, we're thrilled for her. We've even rehearsed our oohs and ahs for the baby's inevitable cuteness overload. But here's the thing. Mommy McBusy has gone full on hermit crab on us. She's wedged herself into her cozy home, and it seems like she's thrown away the key.
Our other friend who lives almost 2 hours away comes to the city at least twice a week for work. So we would like to go to dinner on a weekday so that she's able to come as well. Mommy McBusy also drives into the city a few days a week for work. But other than that, she's planted firmly in her baby bunker. And that's where she wants us, too. She's become the queen of come to my house, the queen of the come to my house club. And as women who have chosen thus far to be child free, we don't want that to be the sole option. Also, I want to mention we have all driven on previous occasions to visit her with the baby.
We're all about supporting her, but we'd also love it if she'd meet us halfway. We tried everything short of hiring a skywriter to ask her, can we please go out for dinner, just the four of us, pretty please? But her response is always the same. My schedule is too busy.
Don't get me wrong. Her baby is adorable, and we're glad she's settling into motherhood. But is it too much to ask for a real conversation? If there's a reason behind this, I would love to know how we can help her. And it's not. And let's not even talk about the group chat. The tumbleweeds are practically rolling in there while her Snapchat stories are on a constant loop.
Look, I've seen friends become working moms before, and I know it's no picnic in the park. But this feels like uncharted territory. So we're turning to you, the dynamic duo of wisdom and humor, for some much needed guidance. How do we keep our friendship afloat if we feel we're the only ones that are concerned with staying above water? Thanks in advance for your expert advice and keep being the podcasting legends you are. Okay.
I feel like if you haven't already tried it, and it seems like our listener friend has tried everything, but instead of being like, can you meet this week? It's like, can you meet 4 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you meet a month from now? Like,
yeah.
So maybe instead of her, because also it's like she has a new baby. I think it's like we tend to not think about things from the other person's perspective because this person has a new baby. And you know, maybe their Snapchat is showing that's all like well and good and fun, but maybe they're having postpartum depression and maybe they're like sad and maybe it's hard for them to leave the house. So maybe it's like if you give them ample time to get all their ducks in a row, and maybe that would be something for them to look forward to instead of like a shit, I have to do this, you know, this week type deal. Maybe that would be helpful.
Yeah, I feel like the parents who I do see in my life, they do need like time to plan because they gotta get a babysitter or ask their partner if they can watch the kid, or you know, like navigation has to happen in the household before they can just leave the house and go get dinner, which maybe you already are doing this, but I agree with what Nicole's saying. Maybe give like well advanced warning, and maybe you can ask the group, so just also so it's not like targeting this one friend, like, hey, like, we miss our group hangs. Can we agree on, like, a monthly hang? Like, maybe it could be, like, the fourth Sunday of every month. We know for sure we're all going to see each other. And if we see each other more than that during the month, that's awesome. But, like, maybe that takes a little pressure off of this new parent friend to be like, okay, I know I can schedule that. And then, that, you know, maybe that she can include that in the schedule she already has with work, baby, partner, etc., and then see how that goes, and then maybe it can increase. But also, she's a new mom, like of course she wants to be home. I feel like the parents I actually do hang out with have a couple kids, like they're not hanging, they're not leaving their house on the first with the first kid because this is all new to them and they don't know
and they're scared.
What the hell they're doing, and they're scared. Yeah, so they're like watching every moment this kid has to make sure they're alive and like trying to figure out how to like live their life still. And then when the second kid comes, they're like, oh, I know I can leave. They'll be fine.
Yeah. And if it is like, come to my house, maybe there's a happy medium where it's like, we'll come to you, but let's go to Chili's by you.
Yeah.
Or let's go to a restaurant by you. So like, we can meet you halfway. We will come to you so you don't have to travel that far. But we're not going to be in your house with your baby.
Yeah. I've also been to friends places where they're like, come at this time so we can have dinner, and like we'll be eating dinner while I'm feeding my baby. But then right after, I'm putting the baby down, mm-hmm. and then we can hang out while the baby's sleeping. And I feel like that's like a nice moment, as opposed to like the baby's just awake and hanging out with all these adults, where it's like, let's hang out close to the time when the baby's being put down. Mm-hmm. And then like we can still like hang out in the living room and drink wine and talk and stuff like that. And then the mom still feels like connected to the kid because the kid's in the next room or something.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird that we put babies down, but we put down dogs and they die?
Yeah, why do we put babies down? Sounds like you're just going to kill the kid.
Right?
But no.
I put my baby down and it's like, oh my God, we can hang out what was now. Wrong with it?
She was just a little too sleepy, so I put her down.
Oh my God, I can't believe you put your baby down. Why did you, was she sick? Nope, sleepy. That is so wild.
A little cranky, so I put her down.
So I put her right down. Oh my God, are you doing okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, what other things in English mean something drastic? Oh yeah, I hope we helped you. I didn't mean to say it like that. I genuinely do hope we helped. But yeah, what else in English? Like, I put her down. Anyway, what do you mean, whatever. Like,
break a leg?
Oh yeah, break a leg.
Which, I don't know if this is true, but I saw a video that said, someone was like, you say break a leg so that you hope someone gets cast. Like, it's like, yes. It's for actors to get cast. Which makes sense to me.
I think in that same video, someone was like, Pinterest means pin your interest.
Oh, yes.
And I fell right out of bed.
And I was like, were people confused by that?
I was. Never occurred to me.
Oh, no.
Great big dummy over here.
All right, let's listen to another question.
Hell yeah.
Hello. Okay, love the podcast. Love you guys. Ooh, all around. Yay. Okay. I have a friend who I love. I adore. She's one of my really good friends in Los Angeles, and I met her in my 30s, which is always hard to do sometimes. And she's a boss-ass bitch, man. Like, she's fucking busy. Like, she puts on these crazy events, and she like manages like a team of like hundreds of people to put on these crazy events. I'm so proud of her. The thing is that she's hella busy. She's hella busy, which respect, I get it. But what bothers me is when, we have plans, she fails 90% of the time. Maybe it's me. I really don't think so. I think like I'm pretty confident. Like we're good friends. Like, you know, we really value each other. We are very usually pretty like honest, and we have very honest conversations with each other. And you know, I know a lot about her life. She knows a lot about my life. You know, but she just is so busy. Sometimes she just doesn't manage. I don't think she's just like managing. Like I think she wants to go out. She wants to hang out. She was very optimistic. But then when the time comes, paired with, like, how much she works, she's like, I just can't fucking do it, you know? And that's fine. But I'm bothered by it. Like, it really bothers me, you know? Tonight we were supposed to hang out, and she just got done with this, like, huge festival that she put on. And I knew she was going to be exhausted. There's no way she was going to be able to do it. But I saved this time for her. And then she bails on me, and now it's Friday, and I don't have plans. And it bothers me. And I know I need to talk to her about it, and I want to do it in a way where I can come at it in a kind way, but also acknowledge how proud of her I am, that, like, she's doing these really great things, and I get it, but also, like, it's not fair to tell me and have me put my time aside and have me, you know, not do other things or not make other plans or get excited about seeing her when I know it's usually not going to happen because she's just too busy and too tired. I feel like y'all could relate. Y'all are boss ass bitches as well. I don't know. How do I talk to her about it? And then I just really like her. I don't want to hurt her feelings. Okay. Thank you.
I don't think you need to worry about hurting her feelings or not, mm-hmm. because this is a relationship that you want to keep fostering. And sometimes you have to have hard conversations in relationships, especially if you want them to improve. Otherwise, you could just be like, peace out. I'll never hang out with you again and find other friends. But if you actually want to keep hanging out with this person, you do need to have a talk. And it even just like bringing it up doesn't necessarily mean like she's a bad person. But you can say like, it doesn't make me feel good. Like, it makes me feel like I'm not a priority in your life when you cancel on me, especially last minute. Because there's no thought there. She's not thinking, oh, my friend, like, she's not thinking at all. She's not like, she's not thinking like, maybe my friend will keep doing the activity without me, or maybe she'll find a different friend. Like, she doesn't care, or it's coming off as if she doesn't care, mm-hmm. and is just bailing. And now, like you said, you have a Friday night that's free with no plans. So I think, yeah, you know that you should talk to this person. I think you can come at it as like, from your perspective of like, hey, I know you're busy, but when you bail on me, it makes me feel like you don't prioritize me or my time. And I like hanging out with you. I think you like hanging out with me. And I just want you to communicate more. Like, if you really don't think you can do these plans, I would rather know well in advance as opposed to the day of, so I can find someone else to go do these things or figure out if I want to do something else entirely. And you can even, if this is your reality, like for me, I feel like I would feel like I don't even want to ask this person to do things anymore because mm-hmm. I expect them to cancel all the time. Which you can say too, like, I want to keep hanging out with you is why I keep asking. But if you keep bailing, it makes me less inclined to do that. And that makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. I know that me personally, I overpromise things to people. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, I'll be back on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday night I can hang out, knowing full well that either I'm going to be exhausted or bail. And Mono recently texted me and was like, do you want to hang out this day? And I was like, I get back that day. And he was like, well, do you want to tentatively plan something? And you let me know when you land how you're feeling. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And that might be, it is annoying that it's a step that you might have to take with your friend. But you did say that she planned a festival and she might be tired from it. And then she bailed. So mm-hmm. did you just set yourself up to be disappointed by making plans with her, knowing that she's going to be tired and she's going to bail because that is the behavior that she has exhibited currently, and she is fulfilling a prophecy that's in your head already? So maybe it's like, hey, I know we made plans. You just planned this festival. Do you think you're going to be tired? Should we move this to 3 days after you've done that? Or what's a day that you have literally nothing? You've done nothing the day before. You have nothing the day after, where we know that we're going to hang out and nothing will come in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Because I do think you understand what's going on. And I know it's not your job to be like, let me work around what this person says that they are capable of doing. But I know for me personally, I tend to promise everybody everything. And it's really hard to deliver that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all the things can happen. I think you can also be aware of how you're planning things. If this person tells you their schedule and it's busy, and then you could be like, oh, maybe I should have the foresight to know maybe they will bail on this date. Mm-hmm. And I think you should also tell this person how you feel.
Yes.
Because maybe that'll help them be more conscious as well. Like, everyone can do their job. Mm-hmm. You can think about their schedule. She can think about your time. And hopefully a compromise can be made. And people can be more truthful in the future as far as, like, when they can hang out and when they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better at it personally.
Yeah. Do you have an idea why you over promise things, or over, how'd you phrase it? Over, like,
overcommit.
Yeah.
I think it's because, one, I'm a people pleaser. Two, I'm gone so much and I do so many things that I'm like, I do want to hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. So it's like, especially if I'm like, I love this person and I want to see them. I tend to say, yes, I can do it all, when it's like, yeah. Can you?
Yeah. Yeah. Realistically, you'll be tired.
You'll be so sleepy. Mm-hmm. Solved.
Okay. Solved.
Okay. Dear Nicole and Sashir, you two are the best. Thank you for your podcast. Listening to you and your amazing friendship brings me so much joy. It reminds me of the power of great friendship. You're both hilarious, gorgeous, radiant beings.
My shit. I lost my closest friendship last year. She and I had been friends since middle school. We lived in the same neighborhood, went to the same college together. We lived together. We were inseparable. Then the pandemic happened, and she went through some major life, mental health, relationship stuff with her husband. Her husband was my friend too, though not as close as a friend as she and I were, of course. They've been together for over a decade at this point, so I knew him really well.
Basically, as the trouble in their relationship got worse, they took their anger out on me. I'll spare you the details, but there was a lot of manipulation and... it's a way overused term, but I swear it's true here. Gaslighting. I guess maybe they took out their own shit on me because I was their only common close friend.
I finally confronted them about it, and my best friend denied it all, said I was being overly emotional and that I had a codependent relationship with her. Honestly, she was the more dependent one. She blamed me for leaving the city when COVID hit and said she felt like I had abandoned her. Even though my partner has severe asthma and was terrified of staying here, and I invited her and her husband to come with us to the countryside. Also, we were only gone for 3 months and then came right back to the city.
I heard her out. We took space. We tried to talk again. Didn't get anywhere. Took space again. Tried to talk again. Not great. She never got really honest with me and never apologized for her actions. And now the friendship feels very much over.
We haven't spoken in almost a year. It's heartbreaking. I know I did all I could to fight for the relationship, but it still hurts. Anyway, I was wondering if you had any advice for someone who has lost a close friendship. I've been doing much better, but it feels like the hardest breakup I've ever been through. Thanks for reading.
I mean, it does suck that it's like it's been a year and it still hurts, but I get that. Somebody that you were super, super close to. And you stop speaking to, it's like tons of stuff reminds you of that person. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the advice is like all the quintessential things. It's like, live your life, diva. Go do fun things. Try to make different friends. But I don't know. It's sad.
It is sad. It is a breakup. And I think like any relationship, time will help. I don't know if I'll get rid of it completely, but like, I think eventually you'll be like, oh, I guess I don't think about her that much or this person. I had a friendship falling out with somebody and I thought about them a lot and I was very sad whenever I thought about them and things remind me of this person. And then I think I also would remember like how good I feel without this person in my life, because that person did cause stress and it was nice to feel like, oh, I don't have to deal with that anymore, or like how great my other relationships are or how much better they make me feel. And then eventually a time came where it's like, oh, I hardly think about this person at all. and I don't really know when that transition happened or how long it took, but yeah, I think it's okay to be sad about it because it is sad. But then I think, you know, everything you described to us doesn't sound healthy or fun or kind or loving. So it's like you can remember those moments, too, and be like, it's sad that I lost this person because I did love them. But also they did these things that made it not feel really good to be in the relationship. So maybe it's for the best that we're not that close anymore.
Yeah, I mean... I think it's like you miss them, but I think you're right, Sashir. It's like you need to think about how you feel. Do you feel better not speaking to this person? Do you feel less stressed? Do you feel less anxiety? And it's like, and if the answer is yes to any of those things, it's like, oh, this might be for the best.
Yeah. Soul solved.
If you have things you want to know about, Sashir and Nicole at gmail.com is the email. 424-645-7003 is the number you can call or leave a voice memo.
And if you have things you want to buy, we have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
If you got stuff you want to read, we have stuff to read. Oh, no. We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, if you want ways to support this show, you can rate, review, and subscribe.
That's well, Sashir, that's well, it Nicole. For us. From you and yours, see you later.
See you later.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.